Yay! Hello, Bride. Hello to Bride Time Live. I'm so excited to have Dewey on the line with me today because when Dewey was here last time, he was talking about what he saw coming, and that was right before July. Now, at that time, he said that on July 4th that we was going to go into the greater tribulation and a lot of things would begin to happen a lot faster. And all the other things that he said. But today I finally got him to grant me another interview so we can find out what has happened since then. Because it's been what, like, I guess 4 months since he was with us last time. All right, well, let me get him on the screen here. I have to do it like this, Bri, because he called in. And I'm not able to show you his phone number, so I have to do just our graphic, okay? So please forgive me. All right, so let me get him on the line here. Hello, sir. Hello. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot I've got to share this side. Hold it here. There we go. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Hi, sister. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm so happy to have you here with us after July the 4th. I mean, it is so crazy, all the things that have happened since then.
Yes, it's like I said, it was about three, four months ago, July 4th. Like I said, I believe that that's when the Great Tribulation started. For me, I've been studying for years. This is 36, 37 years. The Lord has been showing these things. And like I said, when I was a child, and you know, at 23, God called me to be a watchman, not really knowing what a watchman does. But through time, he came to me in a dream. And from that point on, for years, I've been going through a tremendous amount, learning about political world events, studying the Bible and understanding it in regards to end time tribulation, Bible prophecy. And I see a lot of things that a lot of people that there's many pastors and preachers that I've never heard speak or teach what God's revealed to me as far as these end times. But the Bible talks about, you know, the birthing pains toward the end times.
Yeah.
And I believe that one of the, you know, when birthing pains, when you go through the trials, which I believe were the beginning of sorrows, you know, during the COVID era, for three and a half years, that was the beginning of sorrows. And here recently, the Lord showed me that, you know, like I said, the baby has been born, the birthing pains, the baby was produced, which I believe is AI, the B system and all that. And I believe that happened on July 4th. Now, the Lord gives us specific times for the tribulation, which are 1,260 days, times, and dividing of times in 48 months. There's nothing in the Bible anywhere that refers to a seven-year tribulation. And, you know, I challenge anybody to show me other than Daniel 9:27, which is the confirming the covenant of many, which is indicative of a week. But like I said, going back, Jesus' ministry was the first 3.5 years of the final 70th week. You had the 2,000 years of the time of the Gentiles. Now we're back into the final 3.5 years, which is Jacob's trouble, the 3.5 year great tribulation. And I believe, you know, on July 4th, we had the Kerrville, you know, all these floods that happened simultaneously all over America and all over the world simultaneously. So I believe that God was showing that those were spiritual ears to hear and eyes to see that the birth is here. And it wasn't too much longer that Trump announced that the baby has been born on national TV worldwide. And the baby that he was referring to was AI. And he said, there's no taking the baby back.
That is so exactly what he said. That is right. There is no going back. That is what he said. And it was right after July 4th.
Correct.
So you can't make that up. And that's, I mean, another thing about July 4th that everybody has to realize is the flooding that took place, I believe, is so prophetic about the Christian ministry location that was flooded out, and a lot of Christians died.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes. And, you know, I'm not sure when the Helene storm there in North Carolina, but there's estimates that over 40,000 people were killed in that, and the media is only, I've talked to people that have been there, and
yeah,
that said that, you know, this close to 40,000, you know, and FEMA's part in that is not a search and rescue. And matter of fact, they were stopping people from flying in to rescue people. And of course, I mean, there's ulterior motives behind that, which are the minerals that they're trying to, the silica or whatever it is that they're trying to attain there. But, you know, the flooding, if you could see that, was going on worldwide, and it happened just for a short period. And what the Lord showed me, that this is the birthing pain, this is the birth of the AI system. It's here. Everything is in place. Now it's fixing to unfold, and we're at that tipping point.
Yeah, now let me ask you this, talking about the baby being born, the AI. You know, we both believe that Elon Musk is the false prophet. Did you know that Trump, after he just traveled over to the Middle East with all of the Muslims and everything and signed another Abraham Accords and all that stuff, comes back and then he meets with him the other day at the White House, and then you cannot make this up, that at the same time, Elon is over there in Saudi Arabia announcing that he is going to build a Grok, like a Grok 2 over there. So he's going to put the AI over there. And then at the same time, Trump meets with the Muslim, who we believe is really a Jew, but he says he's Muslim, is the guy, the mayor of New York, meets him in the White House and tells everybody, oh, he's a good guy. You know, exactly. You just can't make all this stuff. What do you think about all that, this partnerships that the Jews are making with the Muslims?
Well, it's all part of the, you know, it's all ecumenical movement. I believe it's part of the Abraham
Accords.
It is.
That's
which
true.
I don't believe is just it's not the peace covenant. There is no peace covenant. You know, it's an ecumenical agreement between the Muslims and the Jews.
Yes.
And the Muslim and the Jews want the Christians gone. And it will be accomplished under their regime. You know, you looked at that Pete Hegseth has, you know, they're allowing a Muslim Air Force base in Idaho. And that is, you know, that's the first one of its kind. I mean, that's beyond insane. And, you know, they're going to be given these, you know, F-22, F-18s, F-35s that I believe that are going to be used as a Trojan horse to, you know, that my thinking is that they could simultaneously fly over America as test runs, but be nuclear armed and, you know, drop their nuclear armament all over the U.S., you know, as it was predicted by Dmitry Biderman back 40 years ago. So that's extremely suspicious. But not only that, Mondami said before he even got in office, one of the first things that he was going to do was establish an international criminal court. And when I heard that, I'm saying, yes, he said that. Yes.
Wait, no, he did not.
Yes. His first thing is to establish the international criminal courts, which we know is going to be part of the Noahide law.
Yeah, exactly.
And so everything is falling in place, and people don't realize, you know, what's going on. That's why, you know, Trump and his whole regime, they're taking down America. You know, the Mike Johnson and the Stephen Miller, you know, said that Trump has plenary authority, which is ultimate authority over everything. And people don't realize this is not a political issue. It's not that everybody's getting tired of Trump. It's just that Trump's going to carry out his agenda. You know, and once Trump does his time, we're in the end time. There's no future. There's no second presidency. There's no going back to a Democratic, you know, Republican, Libertarian agenda. This is it. People don't realize there's a goal here. and it's everybody's thinking about making America great again or getting us back to the country that we were. It's over with. And a lot
yes,
of people,
now I'm going to have to interrupt you a second, Dewey, because I looked it up, what you said about Mamdini. All right, now, New York Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdini is not establishing a new separate criminal court. His statements on the subject relate to his pledge to uphold existing international criminal court arrest warrants within New York City limits, particularly for Israeli Benjamin Netanyahu and Russian president. What a farce. So what he's saying is he's going to uphold existing warrants. He's going to have his mayoral power partner with the United Nations. He is influencing the system. He has a public safety platform. In summary, Zohran Mamdini's plan involves leveraging his mayoral authority to the fullest extent, look at this, to enforce international legal norms within New York City, not establishing a new local criminal court. But yeah, if he's going to partner with the international court, it is basically the same thing, because we know that in Israel, they have a court that is over their Supreme Court, which they sent a letter to President Trump. If everybody out there will remember, raise your hand in the chat room if you remember this. The letter that went forth asking President Trump to bring the court to the globe, to the globe. So if the New York mayor is partnering with the International Criminal Court, and they're the one that housed the United Nations right there in New York. Bam.
And Trump had been made head of the peace agreement for the UN in regards to the peace agreement with Israel and these others. So he's head of that peace agreement, our peace council. So they're working all in collusion with one another to establish these, you know, they're already established, they're there, they're just going to be implementing that.
Right,
I hear you. It's got to be, it's going to be established in New York first, and it's going to spread across the country.
Oh, I see.
So once, you know, it's going to go to these major cities, and once, you know, America has to fall, you know, has to be taken down economically, you know, and from the interior, and once America falls, the rest of the world goes with it. So that's right, the agenda. We are Mystery Babylon.
Right, that's correct.
So that will take effect this year, and that's all inclusive of Noahide laws. If anybody, and like I said in my last interview, the Noahide laws is going to be the death of America and the world, and it is.
Yep. Which I truly believe that the Noahide laws is going to be implemented through AI. Because AI is Zionist friendly. They designed it. They designed AI to back up Trump, to back up this agenda, and to back up the Zionist agenda. So
exactly. They're all working in cahoots with one another. And this is my opinion. Lord hasn't revealed it to me, but I believe this is what was potentially happening. You know, Trump is medically, you know, they said he's had a slight stroke and he's on the pins, and, you know, he's, as far as his bodily functions, you know, he has very little to any control of it. You know, for those who really deep dive will understand that. And I research this probably 8 to 10, 12 hours a day, daily, 7 days a week. So, you know, I go through, I read, I verify, you know, what the Lord has showed me and what's here and what's coming. So I believe what could potentially happen is that, you know, Elon Musk said he's already uploaded his consciousness to the AI system. And the AI system, like I said, has an IQ of 10,000. And that's all the hive mind. That's where the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Things are going to come into place. And it's very possible that Trump's consciousness, which has been, I believe Trump is currently been possessed by Satan himself, that he will be of some sort of you know, iron mixed with clay. It could be an AI robot, with, you know, connected to that mind. He said, because if he dies, his memory, I mean, he now has the ability of the AI system at his disposal as a leader. And there are currently, that I know of, there are robots or AI systems or transhumanists that are the robotic, but they have flesh just like humans, which is mind blowing. And that technology is here and it's been here where people don't realize.
Yeah, so, now, if you can hold just a moment, I am going to show the bride here what he said about that. This is Neuralink, so let me, y'all can hear this over here. Hold on.
Of your mind and load it into an Optimus body. Not now, but maybe within 20 years. If he's even partly right, back up your brain, stops being sci-fi, and starts being a product roadmap.
Do you see a path for Optimus to have consciousness downloaded to it?
You mean human consciousness? Or
yes.
It's not like immediate, but if you say it down the road, would you be able to say with a neural link, have a snapshot of, or at least an approximate snapshot of somebody's mind? And then upload that approximate snapshot to an Optimus body. I think that at some point that technology becomes possible, and it's probably less than 20 years. But of course, you won't quite be the same. It'll be a little different because you'll be in a robot body, and the mental snapshot will not be precise. It'll be probably pretty close, but not exactly the same. On the other hand, you're the same person that you were 5 years ago. Nope, a lot of things have changed. So I guess at some point, if you want to be uploaded to a robot body, my guess is that becomes possible.
Elon Musk says Neuralink could take a...
So there you go. That's talking about, he's saying, you know, that in the future that you would be able to upload your conscience. We know there's already shows about that, you know, like in Black Mirror and other shows called Uploaded and whatnot. But it's very demonic technology that is not good, you know. Let's switch subjects a minute. What is your understanding of what's happening in the financial world right now?
Well, as of November 22nd, the new ISO 222 took effect, which is a new, transaction of funds worldwide, to be done instantly worldwide in any denomination, including crypto. So that has recently taken effect. Now, that is eventually going to incorporate the XRP and the Liberty coin, like I told you about.
Yeah, I want you to tell the bride what you told me on the phone. Listen to this, guys, about Trump's Liberty coin.
The Liberty coin that's Trump's personal stable coin, and which, you know, I think he had over $5 billion was invested through within a week. But that coin, from what I'm hearing, they're going to take Bitcoin, they're going to take all the debt and assets, actually apply it to the Bitcoin, zero it out, and to where the value of the U.S. dollar is going to drop to almost nothing. Then they're going to incorporate the new Liberty coin, which is going to be the new coin, the new currency for Trump, which is going to be the new world currency, U.S. currency, and eventually be the world currency. And that is his personal coin, so that almost plays into prophecy with, you know, whoever takes his mark, his name, or the number of his name. You know, you can't buy or sell without it. So you will actually have his Liberty coin, which is represented by an eagle. Some views I've seen has been a double-headed eagle. So that will be taking, that will come into effect. I'm beginning, it's probably sometime 1st of January or 1st of the year.
Okay, so, now I'm looking online at that ISO 20022. Okay, what it says is the end, the November 2025, is the end of the coexistence period for this primary SWIFT CBPR Plus payment messages. But then they have until November of 2027, which is the new deadline for all payment cancellation requests and responses to be in ISO 20022 formats. Inflow translation report will be removed for electronic and information. What it means, all participants are required to be compliant for the messaging standard, even if they previously relied on correspondent banks for inbound payments. This is talking about payments between institutions, basically. Am I right, sir?
Yeah, it is in between institutions, but it is between entities, you know, individuals as well. And believe me, it'll be implemented way before 2027. So these, you know, and sometimes you got to realize what they're saying on, you know, AI, and because they're not going to give you everything, you know, verbatim of what they're doing. They're not going to tell you. They're going to tell you parts of the game plan, but it's up to you to figure it out. You know, they'll tell you it'll be 4, 5, 6.
Right, I hear you.
When in reality, it's already in progress, and you can see it. They're now accepting payments in crypto through this technology. It's already went into.
Yeah.
So they'll give the mindset, but it'll eventually lead to where everybody's going to have to. Once they crash the dollar, like I said, they have to crash the economy. For you know, then you're going to have no other option but to do it. And it doesn't matter if you have your life savings and, you know, you save millions of dollars for retirement, you use it. And once they collapse, you're done with. So my advice to people is that while you have the resources and availability, buy food, supplies, and equipment while you can. And, you know, the food, I mean, they're destroying the food supply.
Yes, they are.
Gates is taking over all the, you know, they're taking over all the land. They're taking over the beef. They're controlling the beef market, food industry. They stop majority of these foods from being harvested this past spring and summer and fall, and so there's going to be a major shortage in this coming year.
Yeah, and you know what they have done, Dewey? Can you believe this? We just found this out. The USDA has started a faith department, which has some of the leaders that are working with Paula White, you know, the false church, are now working for the USDA regulating food. And what they're doing is they are getting pastors and churches across this country to join this movement of like farming, but working with the USDA to do it. Like my hesitations on working with the USDA is, you know, what products are they going to have you farm, you know? And then what technology are they going to have to watch the food? You know, are they going to be using Bill Gates products, which is why he was in the meeting with Trump, you know?
Yes.
Monsanto.
Yes, and they have, matter of fact, a lot of the federal regulators have been, and you can research this too through FDA and these other organizations. Trump is literally gutting the government. He's gutting, you know, the job support data, and he put in his own job report data, I guess, director, to where he can manipulate the data to
his
benefit. So, you know, in that regard, I don't believe, I mean, they're dropping a lot of these regulators, USDA, the food inspectors. I mean, they're being dropped all over the nation. And that the reason is because they want need for the government anymore, because AI through Doge is taking over. And, you know, in regards to Elon Musk, let me say that, you know, they had their tiff about the Epstein files, and Elon went away. And I told a lot of people, said, you know, he's not going anywhere. This is all a ploy. This is all deception.
That's right. I felt the same way.
And he will be back, and he's staying. He's not going anywhere. So you will see Trump and Elon Musk as a team here throughout. They might show indifferences, or, you know, that they're not on the same page, or they're at odds with one another. But trust me, they're working with conjunction to carry out this agenda. And it's all demonic.
Right, so I hear you, and I agree.
Yeah, do not put trust in any confidence in any man in any government. We're in the beast system now, and if you, sadly, you know, there's been a lot of people that are waking up after 11 months of Trump being in office. They truly see him for what he is. Now, they had expectations he was going to be like he was back in his 2016 term, which I believe he was in there just to make things happen, which he did. And now he's going totally reverse of that administration's term of 2016 on.
Yeah.
Because he is the Antichrist. He is the one that Jesus spoke about for thousands of years. He is the one that's going to destroy the world. He will go forth conquering and to conquer. You know, he said he stopped, you know, 9 wars, but yet how many of them did he start? I mean, he said he'll wax towards the south, towards the east, and towards the glorious land. And that's what he's doing. He's starting these wars all over the country and all over the world.
Yeah.
And then he's allowing infiltration of America to be taken down, and he's destroying every aspect of the government that he can. And I don't know if you heard yesterday, but a couple of days ago, he... through the Department of Education, what he's doing away with is that all nursing, the nursing field, anesthetists and all that have been considered no longer a professional degree, to where there won't be the funding to the degree that there has been in the past.
What?
Yes.
Is it because we have a shortage of nurses or what?
No, he just, anything he could do to destroy America is what he's going to do. So people shouldn't put any confidence, because I mean he wants to destroy the nursing industry, the medical industry. He's every industry that's out there, the banking industry, the ranching industry, the farming industry, the education system, everything that he can destroy, he is going to destroy. So people need to keep that in mind. You know, as effective as of July 26th, nursing physicians, assistants, physicians, therapists, audiologists, architects, accountants, educators, and social workers will no longer be considered a professional field, which you will have a hard time getting funding unless it's private funding to, you know, become a professional in that field. And I'm sure that it's going to drop the salaries of a lot of these nurses too. So it's all going to, you know, the socialized system, but it's all meant to destroy.
Well, I'm kind of lost though. Why would he say that being a nurse is not a professional career?
Because he wants to destroy it. Anything, they said he will wax wonderfully. He will destroy wonderfully. And that's what he's doing. He's going forth conquering and to conquer. And he's taking down everything that's been established. You know.
Yeah, all the sectors. You're correct. Yeah.
He's going to destroy everything, which is going to make America weaker and dependent upon him. But yet, what gets me is there are a lot of people who support him, and it blows my mind, because it just shows me that they're under strong delusion and they don't know the word, and they're going to suffer for it. What people don't realize with Trump, he's coming after everybody. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Black, white, yellow, red. Red, green, blue, purple, it doesn't matter. He's coming for you. If you're a MAGA, he's coming for you. If you're Latino, he's coming for you. If you're brown, he's coming for you. If you're disabled, he's coming for you. If you're handicapped, he's coming for you. If you're Jewish, he's coming for you. If you're Christian, he's coming for you. He's coming for everybody. It's going to be divide and conquer. But he gives a strong delusion that, you know, he's supporting everybody. He's telling, you know, he loves everybody. He's Christian and he loves everybody. And he's going to be this. We love our farmers. We love this. In the meantime, he's stabbing them in the back and destroying them.
Well, that's exactly what I tell the bride.
I mean, and people,
if he's telling you he's loving you, it's stabbing in the back. That's right.
Put no confidence in this man. You know, I'm telling people now, it's either, you know, if you're under the strong delusion, get out and repent while you can, because you have literally supported the Antichrist, Satan. I mean, you're supporting Satan. You're going against. Have no oil in your lamp, your goat, your care, or your foolish virgin. Wake up! I mean, here now is the time. The dividing line is coming, and once you get past that point, you know, you're damned or doomed. You know, wake up from the strong delusion. And there are many who are, and yet on the same time, there are many who aren't. And I wonder, what will it take for people to wake up and realize
Antichrist?
I mean, are they going to be carted off into the gulags and trains and still keep, you know, woohoo, we on the Trump train, baby, let's go. I mean, they're going to the death camp and they're still supporting Trump. And it's mind-blowing. But there are going to be people that is going to support them all the way to his death and not understand what's going on because they're following blindly.
People do have to realize that he is using foreign countries to build ships to take American citizens overseas to foreign prisons. Now, I don't know how anybody can excuse that for anything.
Yeah, well, I think we'll turn a blind eye to it. You know, not Trump. He, you know, Trump would do it to America. He's American. They're under the strong delusion. You know, you can't take this man at face value. You've got to dig and see what he is and what he's done. I mean, what is his fruit? I mean, his fruit's there if you choose to see it. You know, a bad tree can't produce good fruit. You know, a good tree can't produce.
Well, Dewey, let me ask you this. Did you hear about what all he's doing in Washington, D.C.? He's building the Roman Coliseum. He's building a football stadium. He's putting up a golden statue when people come in the city. He tore down half the White House to put in a big ballroom that looks like a temple. And he's putting in all gold everywhere in there. He got rid of all the poor people and the homeless people out of the city. I mean, you cannot make it up, man. It's like he's taken over the entire city because, like I told everybody, D.C. is not just the capital of our country. It's the capital of the world because that's where the laws are made and everything. You know, it's and he's making it that way. It's his home for good.
And America is a hammer of the whole earth. And it's going to start in America and it's going to spread out. He is going to become more and more and more and more controlling on every aspect of your life.
Well, he got mad at the Democrats the other day because they are telling other soldiers you don't have to do something that goes against the Constitution. So he's saying that they should be executed. He wants the death penalty.
Well, I mean, you know, when they take an oath to the Constitution, these are all former CIA government officials as well as a military, they said it's unconstitutional to file an illegal order, which he said they're legal. They said not legal. He said it's unconstitutional to file illegal orders. So in reverse, he wants everybody to follow illegal orders, not legal orders. So he's mad about that. So he wants everybody to be loyal to him in that regard, you know, to obey him without question, period. And so, you know, he's calling for sedition and execution of these eight particular people, which is, you know, and I would not doubt it that you will eventually see public executions of some of these higher end politicians proving a point. If he can do it to them, he can do it to anybody.
I believe that. Now let's move on to another subject. Going back to the economy. When you was telling everybody that they need to, you know, store up food and stuff like that because we are headed into famine, which I believe will be, you know, kind of a bigger deal in January, what are you hearing when it comes to downsizing, like getting rid of your junk, you know, type of deal?
Yeah, and the Lord, for me personally, I mean, I have gotten rid of everything. I've lost everything over the last three and a half years. And the Lord's telling me, you know, I don't want you to be tied down to anything, any credit card, any asset, anything that will hold you back, anything that you want to hold on to this world. Don't let this world control you. Do not have any possession that controls you. And so, you know, the Lord has taken everything from me bit by bit by bit. And it's not because he's being mean and not wanting to bless me. It's just that he don't want me enthralled and tangled to this beast system when things collapse, where I'm not in beholden to anybody or to anything.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it, when it's time to run, you've got to go.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to get to the point where you're going to literally, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. And that is what's going to happen for those with ears to hear and eyes to see that truly understand what's going on. And the Lord will provide. Of course, you got to do the best you can to make provision. And there may become a time to where you're going to have to run and, you know, run toward the mountains. But, you know, for those that are in the bigger cities and, you know, they surround these cities and cordon them off, I mean, they're going to be rounding these people up just like the ice cream man's doing. I mean, and they're taking people, whether they're, you know, American citizens or not, you know, and once you're taken, you have no rights. I mean, habeas corpus is gone and posse comitatus. I'm not sure people are aware of what those two words mean.
Yeah, I got it.
Habeas corpus is the right to due process of law. That's gone.
That is gone, yes. And he also did that with police officers to where they had carte blanche just like he does.
Exactly. Posse comitatus is the illegal use of military people or military force on American ground, which he doesn't have the right to call in the Marines, the National Guard, the Army, on these people for military purposes for taking them down.
Well, he's doing it in January. He is doing it.
Right? He's doing it now and has been doing
every,
it.
Yeah, every state.
He's the lawless one. I mean, he has changed the laws and everything to fit his agenda. And it's going to happen. There's no stopping him. There's no delaying him. There's no slowing him down. You know, all this through the court system, you know, that, you know, they're going through. And, you know, he may have some of these things that are to where there's an injunction put against him, but it's going to be temporarily, and he'll eventually overrule everything because he is going to rule the world. And people need to realize this. And I really feel sorry for those who have put their confidence in this man.
Me too.
Man, I feel sorry. I really feel sorry for you because it shows that you're extremely deceived. And, man, people come unglued when I tell them that. You know, how dare you? He's not doing this. It's all fake news. And, like, listen, You will stand before God if you support Trump and his agenda and all that he's doing, because you're supporting literally the son of perdition, the Antichrist, Satan. I mean, that's literally who you're supporting.
Well, so Dewey, let's change the subject again. I visited a church a couple of weeks ago that had cameras all in the sanctuary, not just in the back, like say if you was live streaming or whatever, but they had it in the front where they was actually aimed at the people in the church, and then they had these sensors on the side of the building inside the sanctuary, three in a row, like every 5 or 6 foot. And when I got home, I researched it all and kind of find out you know, they can do the infrared where they can tell temperature in the room and how many people's in the room. It kind of scans everybody in the room. It attaches to your
phone.
Yeah, it attaches to Siri and, you know, Alexa, and it has a screen on the front. And I mean, it is, I thought I had been warning the church about this, about these churches that are taking money from FEMA to stock their churches with surveillance equipment. And now I can just imagine, you know, that they have probably told their church, you know, this is because we have all these crazy people, you know, and we got to have the cameras in the sanctuary now. But I was, you know, up by the altar, and I was thinking, but it really does do away with the intimacy of God. Because to me, when I used to train ministries on doing live streaming, we shut it off at altar time. And when we filmed, you know, we just filmed them on the platform. We didn't get people's faces and stuff. You know, we left some privacy here, people. You know, and then when they went to the altar, you know, you don't want the world to see if somebody gets a demon cast out, because that's the children's bread. You know, this is all intimacy. People are up there rolling on the floor, weeping before God, you know, in the old days. But yeah, I had all the cameras right up there on everybody, and no notices outside the sanctuary to tell everybody, when you come in this church, you have absolutely no privacy. You will be filmed whether you like it or not. There's no notice.
Yeah. And definitely, I mean, that when they, same thing at the Charlie Kirk ceremony, they actually captured everybody's data from their phone.
Yeah.
You know, where they were from. I mean, all part of
that. That is a fact. Captured. We proved that. Yeah.
They said like 600 and something thousand people in the arena and the surrounding areas. So, you know, my opinion, I believe, I mean, the church is apostate, I think, because the church is apostate, and that, because, I mean, the Son of Man has been revealed. If you can see it with those with eyes to hear, you know, eyes to see and ears to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
It's happened. And, you know, and Trump has been revealed for those who can see it. Now, if you don't, it just proves that you're under strong delusion. Without a doubt, you know, either you love truth or you don't. It's as simple as that. Either you can't embellish or manipulate or see things to your point of view. Hey, it's either you accept God's truth or you don't. You're under strong delusion. You got to accept truth at any cost. Whatever cost you have to accept it. And a lot of people won't, because they want to live for the day, or they want, you know, they're looking for better times, better tomorrow. Hey, we're not going back to yesteryear. It's over with.
Yeah.
I mean, we are in the great tribulation, and things are unfolding, you know, and I believe that we're going to, the fifth seal is fixing to be open, and you're fixing to see millions and billions die over here the next couple of years through famine, through war, through pestilence, and all these various things.
Now, do you believe that everything's going to happen at one time? Like, you're going to have war going on, you're going to have the pestilence going on, you're going to have the deception going on, all of this hitting at the same time.
Yeah, it's slowly going to culminate. It's going to happen bit by bit. It's the boiling frog technique. It's going to come in slow, and it's just methodically going to take over. You know, it's war here. You have wars and famines and pests. You have nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. So it's going to happen internally. Then it's going to happen, you know, nationwide, worldwide. But it's not going to be a snap bang happen one time. It's going to be a slow, methodical effect, but it's going to take over the world.
Well, see, I believe that's why Trump calls for the press every day. You know, because when you work in the White House on the press corps, you're at the president's bidding, and he wears them out, man. Every single day he's doing something to keep people on a different conversation. In other words, because he, you know, uses the media to his advantage every single day, the conversation changes every day.
Yeah, different talk point. And believe me, he's got the agenda laid out. And I really wonder if this man ever sleeps. I mean, because he's just, you know, I believe Satan's in him. I mean, I doubt he even sleeps. His body needs sleep. He might sleep 2 or 3 hours a day, but he's up continually, you know. He knows his time is short, and he's doing everything he can to expedite the process and to take as many people to hell with him as he can. And he's still trying to attain this glory that, you know, that he never will. That's not his. You know, he's trying to rob God of his glory. And now, sadly, there are so many people that are falling for it.
Now, do you see, you made the comment earlier that that you see a lot of people are coming out of the delusion and they are seeing President Trump for who he is. Are you seeing that when you're out there on the road?
You know, what I don't see any more Trump stickers or any more Trump flags or all that's going on. I think there are a lot of people that realize it and can't understand, you know, what he's doing, or, you know, everybody's chalking up to, you know, 4D chess, and, you know, he's thinking that he's giving you this illusion, but in reality, this is what his ultimate goal is. No, it's all deception. So I've had several friends of mine that I've spoken to here in the last several months that said, man, I hate to admit it, but I voted for him. I thought he was going to do, you know, make changes to America, but man, he's the Antichrist. And they've actually come out and said it, that, you know, repented, that they believed that he was the one, and see him now that he is the Antichrist, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's not a whole bunch, but there are some coming out.
Well, I'm noticing it. I am noticing it. I have had people that mortally hated me because of me exposing him that are now writing me to repent. That, I mean, it's a big deal to me. One of my biggest stalkers for 5 years that just wore me out all the time is finally seeing it. And it gives me hope, like, yes, Lord, let their eyes be open, you know.
Yeah, and that's been my prayer, too, that people can see this man for truly what he is. And, but, you know, but to see him, you have to want truth. Because he'll cast truth to the ground, and because they had a love not for the truth, they were sent a strong delusion. So, people, you know, whatever truth costs you, the cost of your family, the cost of your life, if it costs you finances, accept the truth at whatever cost. A lot of people don't want to pay the cost of truth because they want to be in this state of mind that everything's going to be all right, the economy's going to be great again, that we're going to be back to old times, and, you know, everything's going to be hunky-dory.
Yeah.
In reality, strong delusion is taking over, and we're never going back. We're in the end of the end, and we're in the final countdown, and we're in the time of death and trouble. And it's through persecution, and that's why people believe that we're all going to be raptured out. And that's why I've told people for years, no, we are all going through the tribulation, and the point of the tribulation is for the purifying of the saints. It said that the bride has made herself ready, and not only that, when you get to the end of Revelation, I guess it's Revelation 22. It says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.'" Now this is toward the very end of the Bible. Now, if the Spirit and the bride were taken out during the pre-trib and mid-trib, well, who is this bride that the Bible's talking about at the end of the Bible? I mean, is it another bride? Is it another spirit? No, it's the same one. And that's the spirit and the bride at the very end of the Bible saying, "Lord, come quickly, Lord, even so, come quickly." And that's the bride that has endured the tribulation.
Right, right.
And it's not a second bride. So, because if the bride and the groom and the, you know, are in heaven and, you know, are at the marriage supper of the Lamb, well, who is this bride at the very end? You know, so when they die, I mean, they're going to get there and they're going to get their marriage supper, you know, the microwave or get seconds, or, you know, there's going to be a second ceremony. No, it's the bride. She's not taken out. She is going to endure the tribulation.
Yeah.
And so that's why I believe that the pre-trib and mid-trib is a false heresy, because it's led a lot of people astray, and they're looking for signs that they will never see. You know,
oh, that's what I wanted you to tell everybody. That is what I wanted you to tell everybody. Going back to the signs, you was talking about needing the sign of when things were going to happen, and that's what is going to get people is those signs. Because when you go back and you look at, like, the mark, it was not the way they presented you how it's going to look, walk up, you know, and, you know, deny the name of Jesus or else. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people have been looking for, you know, for the signs. They've been looking for the, you know, for one, the, you know, they're going to be raptured out, the Antichrist is going to be revealed. But you know, Jesus said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." If the, you know, spirit is raptured out or taken out, well, who's here during the tribulation to guide these people that they're saying are left behind? That you know, how are they going to be led by the spirit if the spirit is gone? So the signs that they look for, they're looking for the third temple. We are the third temple. It says he doesn't dwell in a house of stone. They're looking for a 7-year peace agreement, which that, like I said, Daniel 9:27, the covenant that was confirmed was Jesus saying, you know, he came in the flesh, he died, he redeemed mankind, and he walked the earth 40 days, proving that he, you know, he died and rose again, and he confirmed that he was God come in the flesh. And he confirmed it for the week, because the first 3.5 years was his ministry, and the last 3.5 years is the balance of the tribulation. So he confirmed the covenant with many for a week. You know, so in the middle of the week, he would stop, which was the time of the Gentiles for the last 2,000 years. So it's only week because it's the final week. Like I said, the first 3.5 years before Jesus was crucified was the beginning of the 70th week. 2,000 years of time of the Gentile, now we're back to the time of the Jews. And that's that regard. Then you've got the temple being built. Like I say, if that temple was built according to what you know, has been the Darby theory, the free trade rapture for years. You know, where is everybody raptured out? Where is the temple? Where is the, that should have happened, you know.
Hey, talking about that, I found out today that the Scofield Bible, I wish Leslie was on here. She would know this. The Scofield Bible was made by the Rothschilds.
Yes.
That's a true thing?
And that, yes. It's a damnable heresy. It's a doctrine of demons. And so that has been taught. The movie's made by Tim LaHaye. And it has just deceived the entire world. And so people are looking for signs that they'll never see. Like I said, the two witnesses, the peace agreement, the third temple, those are signs that you'll never see.
Right.
You know, especially during the time frame that it was supposed to happen in within a 7-year period. If that was to happen, we're past the pre-trib and we're past the mid-trib. We're in it. So if these things would have happened, why haven't they happened?
Right. I got a question for you from the audience. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. She goes, if you own a leased vehicle and have prepaid it for 3 years, should they pay the vehicle off or wait until the lease is done?
I would just wait until the lease is done. I mean, because your chance to get through 3 years without any tribulation are going to be pretty, no more. I wouldn't spend any more money than necessary, because I believe in the next 3 years, it's going to be over with. I mean, there's no sense. I would take that money if you're going to pay something off, buy you food, supplies, and equipment. And that's what I tell many people. I don't care if you got $3 million in a bank or $300.
That's a good answer, yeah.
Buy assets, food supplies, while you can. Because once they collapse it, it's over with. And you're not going to get to. And the food and supplies that you can get are going to be limited because of the destruction of the food supply and of the beef industry. There's not going to be anything to buy. Okay, so you have all this money. What are you going to do with it? There's nothing to buy. Oh, you got gold and silver. Okay, what are you going to buy? There's nothing to buy. Get supplies and equipment while you can. And I'm telling people that. Listen, you're crazy.
You a question on what you would do about it. All right. What would you do if you got arrested and they tried to jab you because you was arrested? What would you do?
Get out the best way I can. I mean, it's going to have to be God to intervene on my behalf to do that. But you know, I would rather take death than the jab or anything. And there's a difference, I believe, also, because there's four ways you get the mark, the name, or the number is named as you worship the beast. So there's four ways you can.
That's true. That is so, right. And people don't realize that.
People think it's one way. It's
I know it.
Ways.
That's right.
And people are, oh, you know, don't take the mark. There's four ways whoever takes his mark, his name, or the number of his name, which would be the crypto, or worship the beast. Oh, Trump, he's God's gift. We love Trump. Oh, Trump. You know, any kind of idol worship is
idolatry, correct. Correct.
And people think they're putting Trump over. Trump's going to save America. You know, God sent Trump to say, no, God is going to save the world, and through his time.
And anybody, I don't know if you know this, but all the different things that he is naming after himself. The football field that's coming in there, he wants to name it. The Trump train in D.C., he wants to name that addition to the White House, the Trump ballroom. I mean,
it's all to glorify. He's glorifying because he came in his own name. Jesus said, I'll come in my Father's name and you accept me not, but another will come in my name and in his name you'll accept. And that's what he did. And that's why he's plastering his name everywhere, because he wants the glory. I mean, Trump's name is well known over the entire world and the entire nation.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that he's putting the fear of God in him. He's very controlling. And his demeanor and personality has gotten worse and worse and more controlling.
It's more vile. It is definitely more vile. Yeah.
Then you saw the release of the Epstein files.
Yes, I wanted me and you to talk about that, because last time we talked, you said that the Epstein files is going to collapse the world. And now we have got 1 month until they all come out, which happens to be at Christmas time. What a farce.
Yeah, in bits and pieces. Like I said, there's enough damning information to collapse the entire world. But I believe they're doing it systematically, timing it, so when they collapse the world, they will bring in the new system.
Right.
And it's all by design. I mean, people have to realize this has been so methodically thought out.
Yes, it has.
And the technology that's being used is mind-blowing. I mean, it's beyond mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You know, and what's in those files is beyond vile. It's beyond disgusting. It's beyond belief. But it's almost so disgusting and unbelievable that people aren't going to believe it. This can never happen. That's beyond that. But I believe there's enough people involved that it's enough to take the world down. And Trump, I don't think Trump's going anywhere. And if he does, something happens to him, I believe that he will be, like I said, his consciousness will be uploaded into the system, or to the AI system, because there will be a beast that he causes all to worship the beast. And I believe that will be probably a physical being, which could be Trump in the AI system, with the AI system, which will be the Antichrist. But he has all this memory at his, this technology and knowledge at his disposal. I mean, people don't realize the manipulation and the control. I mean, there's technology on your phones now that could literally read your mind that people don't realize.
Yes, that is true. And did you know that, it just totally slipped my mind. What was it?
Yeah, but they have technology. You know, they got these Google, you ever seen these Google glasses?
Yeah, that's what it was, AI.
Yeah, this Google technology that they had out, I've seen it on, various social media where they can say, hey, they can guess what you're thinking or a particular name. But because that technology is there, this Google technology, it's zero in on your thought conscious. And these people are saying, off the wall things, but it'll tell you what you're thinking. And so, people don't realize, but your iPhone takes every 5 seconds takes an infrared flash to your face. Every 5 seconds in a store. So
Wow. Not
only are they tracking, they're tracking you through infrared technology. They're tracking you through the phone. They're tracking you through your gait, through your thermal image, which is your heat sensory. But there's various ways that through your iris, through your fingerprint, through your blood. So all this biometric ID is not just one thing. It's not just your blood. It's your DNA. It's everything. It's every aspect. It's your,
hey,
your
Dewey,
virus. It's your, yeah.
I just met this couple from Montana that at the store that came here and stayed at the house for a little bit. God told them to not have any technology. So they have no cell phone, nothing in the car that's electronic. They drive an old car that has over 300,000 miles on it. They cover up the miles and they cover up everything, so they're not led by time or that type of deal. But anyways, when I was explaining to them what we was going through, the world, the shock on their face, it was priceless. Because I told them, I said, I understand that y'all are out and, our ministry, we're trying to tell everybody to get out. We're all pulling out, where NAR, which is trying to save the system, is pushing everybody further in. You see what I mean?
Yes.
I told him, I said, can you believe that AI is becoming sentient? And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's where it is actually building relationships with people and they are killing themselves. 7 cases already. 7 of people that have fell for it.
Yes, and it's going to get continuously worse from here on out. AI is extremely evil, and it's when it's, like I said, I believe singularity is here. It hasn't been totally allowed to control. I think once they collapse everything, it will take over. And like I said, there's not going to be, once it takes over, there's not no control. There's nobody going to be involved. It's going to be like a computer system that's going to run the world, period.
Yeah.
And it's going to know everything about you, especially if you're connected to the technology. Now, I mean, there's going to come a time, too, where I'm going to get rid of this phone. I'm going to be done. You know, when that is, it's not going to be long. I'm done. I'm out of the system. I have no more dealing with it, you know. And I don't know if I'm just going to get my information through AM, FM, you know, weather radio. And because I'm not going to be accessible through the technology for it.
I'll tell you this, Dewey. We just sold our truck, which was a 2019 Toyota Tacoma. And one thing that I am happy about, and when I drove that truck, it has a microphone over the driver's seat, which it does listen to everything that happens in the car. So next time I get a car, I do want an older one that does not have that newfangled tech, you know, where it's not all computer stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because,
the technology is so advanced, and especially in nowadays, it tracks everywhere you go for how long you stay. You know, you can type into your map system on Google, you know, and it automatically knows your home because it's documented that that's when you spend the majority of your time, especially at night. So it's been figured out that where your home is without you even inputting it.
Right, true that.
It knows your travel patterns. It knows where you're going. It's, you know, and it'll preempt you. Okay, on your way back, when I'm in a particular location, it'll say, okay, it's this much farther back to your house. So it'll prompt me whether I'm going there or not, because it automatically has this, intuitive mindset of based on the algorithms. But it's getting smarter and smarter. And like I say, the IQ of this technology is 10,000. Which may even be higher. I mean, it's incredible technology, and it's all part of the hive mind. And that's why they're building these AI systems all over the world, and especially there in Saudi Arabia and these other countries, because they're all part of, you know,
they're all working together, correct?
Yeah. The Muslims want to take down the Christians, and, you know, the Muslims want to take down the Jews. The Jews want to take down the Muslims and the Christians. And it's all, you know, it's going to be everybody out against everybody. And
but I do want to tell you this, Dewey. I do want to tell you this because this is a shocker. But the Muslims and the Jews are working together based upon one common principle. They both have a one God. They don't like Christians because they say we have a triune God because of Jesus, and we say Jesus is God. So they have come together in this unity, and they are not charged with anti-Semitism. That is the craziest thing, when their actual text says all of the evil against the Jews versus ours.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're working in solidarity with one another, but I mean, they're ultimate. We're all their end game is death for the entire world, possibly according to Satan. Everybody's going to die. I don't care who you are, you know, it's war, famine, pestilence, nuclear, you know, it's all coming. It said that men are going to be so rare, they're going to be rare as a gold or shine are, you know, and if those days wouldn't be short, there should no flesh be saved. You know, you're going to have things that are going to, you know, come from, you know, the wormwood and all these other planetary things, which is going to destroy the water. But there's going to be a myriad of things that are going to die, and it's going to be the judgment of God plus the judgment of man, and the vile wrath of Satan upon the earth.
Yeah. Now, so, before we get off here, Dewey, I would like for you, I'm going to give you the floor, okay? I would like for you to talk to the church, and I would like for you to warn her, and just, I'm going to let you roll, and I'm going to put my phone on mute. I mean, my thing on mute. Okay, sir, you got the floor to speak to us as a watchman. There you go.
Okay. I said, well, I appreciated the things that are coming upon the earth. We're here, and you don't have to believe me. You'll see it for yourself. But I believe we're 4 months into it of the 42 months, and things are going to get progressively worse and worse and worse from here on out. The key that's going to get you through this is have oil in your lamp, have discernment, and through truth, love others, love God, and be awake, be aware. Don't be deceived, and please, you know, if you're following Trump, repent, and, you know, turn back to God, let God lead you. He will guide you into all truth. So that's going to be the key, in my opinion, as far as what's going on You know, famine's coming. I mean, at 2026, you're going to see a persecution. You're going to see death, destruction on a worldwide basis. It's going to be next year too, but I believe famine is going to be a big part of it. Do not get to the digital aspect of it. As far as the XRP is going to be the coin along with the Liberty coin through the blockchain technology. So stay away from that. You're going to be required eventually to convert over to digital. Don't do it. And as far as the real ID, I would not get in anything involved in that. If you're using facial recognition technology to access any of your accounts, stop it. If you're using your thumbprint for any access of any of your technologies, for your phone, for your computer, anything, you know, your voice activation to talk to, get rid of all that. Just use a PIN code here to get in and out of your accounts. And there will be a time when you're going to have to walk away from all this technology to save yourself from what's coming, so you're not attached to the speech system. And it's here. It's upon us. We're in it now. So it's going to get progressively worse and worse. It's all part of this Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Things. So it's very important. Like I say, then there's the NSPM7, which is the technology, which is Reed Minds along with the Palantir. You know, they are and will continue to be making a dossier on everybody in America, everybody in the planet, church. If you're in a church that's not teaching these things, that are not warning, and, you know, it's a lukewarm church, get out. I haven't been to church in probably 4 years. I'm not going to either, because it's all apostate. It says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. That doesn't mean not to go to church, but associate with people that are like-minded, that know what's going on, that are spirit-filled, that are led by the Spirit, that understand. It's going to be these people, if you listen to them, that will help you get through the tribulation. So we're all going to die. It's a matter of what you're going to die for. Either you're going to die for Christ and die yourself, or you're going to live for the Antichrist thinking you're going to live. So, you get your mark and you live. You know, you're going to have a miserable existence and a miserable eternity. I mean, you're going to be eating bugs and crickets and whatever else, that, you know, soy and green or whatever they decide to feed you. But it's not worth it. You're going to have to take a stand eventually. And it's going to be for the truth, righteousness, or it's going to be for your own self, wants and desires. But die to self, walk in the Spirit, love others more than yourself, love truth at all costs. And listen to the Spirit. You know, walk humbly with God. Be kind, compassionate, loving, and forgiving one another. You know, try to hold on. You know, hold any bitterness or unforgiveness in your heart. Forgive people, and you know, don't let bitterness well up in you and defile you. It's hard because for me personally, last 3.5-4 years, it's been extremely tough, and literally all hell has come against me. And the Bible says he will wear out the saints. And he said that he will, you know, overcome the saints. But it also says that those who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. And I truly believe that for those that are going to see, they're going to see a manifestation of the Spirit of God here in the coming years, which is going to be, I believe, mind-blowing in addition to what you see. Don't fear anything. Fear no man. You know, fear the one. Don't fear the one that can take your body, but fear the one that can take body and soul to hell. So have no fear. Walk in the Spirit. Be obedient. Be humble. Serve God. Love others. I mean, that's truly the key. Produce the fruit of the Spirit. And it's through much patience. Through patience is how you possess your soul. And I believe that God allows us to go through trials and tribulation, that we're going through this tribulation to be purified. And it says, the Bible says that she had made herself ready. The bride has made herself ready. It's because she went through preparation. She went through trials. She's refined and purified. And so they all came by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony, and the blood of the Lamb. So keep the faith. Endure to the end. The Bible says, those who endure to the end shall be saved. And I believe that we're all going to come to that point. We're all going to have to die. We're all going to face eternity. We're going to stand before God. So you can either stand before God as your Savior or God as your judge. And I'd rather him be my savior and, you know, walk according to his will and way to be obedient to his word. So, we're here, folks. I mean, we're in the tribulation, and it's going to get worse. And those who choose to think otherwise, that thing's going to be great. America's going to be great again. I pray that God will open your eyes to understand and see the truth, and that you will endure, and that you will get away from the beast system. And what is the beast? Anything that has to do with the beast system, walk away from it and prepare for persecution, prepare for tribulation, and prepare for endurance, and all the while loving one another and caring for one another, because you'll know them by their love for one another. That's going to be the key. So endure, and like I said, get resources while you can. If you have the ability, buy food, supplies, and equipment, and let others know and share the gospel of Jesus to those who are here. Be aware of false prophets and deceivers, and don't be led by deception, be led by the Spirit. And that's my advice, and that's my recommendation. So, but yes, sister, if you let me know, I'll keep you posted on the coming months of what I see the Lord show to me of what's coming and what else to prepare for. But I believe we're going to see within the 26 and 27, we're going to see great death. We're going to see famine, and we're going to see pestilence and various diseases of all kinds. So
Let me ask you this, Dewey. Because I feel this burden sometimes as a watchman, and I know you do as well. When you have to tell people this, you know, like, y'all guys, you know, even my husband today, because I preached today, and he, you know, kind of went behind me with his word of encouragement, and he told everybody, you know, how I'm trying to warn them and prepare them for what's coming. See, if people understand this is real love. It's not fluffing your ears that's loving you. It is helping you to be strong, to be faced with what's coming. You know, so you're not blindsided by the enemy. So when you talk to people, Dewey, how do you encourage them that, you know, you still have hope? I mean, even though we're giving you a report that is hard on the ears, it is hard on the ears. It's also hard on your flesh because, of course, we would all love to have more time. Of course, you know, we would love to make our country really great again in Jesus, you know. But we believe the Bible and love God more than our country. And that to me is the true patriot, because you love God more. So, yes. But we're still giving them hope. Can you explain to them about having hope in the middle of the destruction?
Yeah, you know, we're just, you know, sojourners passing through, we're pilgrims. We're just passing. We're not of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. You know, and that's why I believe that God has literally taken everything away from me, so I wouldn't have the desires of this world or to be bound by them, and to know that the only thing that really matters is my salvation in the end, because everything's going to be wood, hay, and stubble. And it's not going to matter. Who cares if you got $1 million home with, you know, with five cars and a boat and, you know, and all your land and whatnot, and, you know, and your reputation, your joy in your life. And when it comes down and when you stand before God, none of that's going to matter. It's all going to burn. It's going to be depending on what your works, what you did for God, you know, your love and your commitment and your dedication. So the key is just to endure, to love one another. And, you know, with a true brotherly love, you know, and greater love have no man than to lay down his life for a friend. So when it comes that time, I mean, will you be willing to die for your friend, for your family, for your children, and for your beliefs, your convictions, you know? And they love not their life unto the death. And so this is the time that we're coming to. And I know that me, even by giving this you know, this interview, I mean, there's going to be people out there that hate me. I mean, there's already people too that have watched my previous videos and listened to this message and thinks that I'm nuts and I'm stupid, you know, and I'm anti-American and I'm anti-Trump and I'm anti-God and I'm anti-patriot and I'm anti-Christian. When in reality, I'm pro-God, pure God, Jesus. And that's the only thing that matters, you know. If it means I be condemned or ridiculed, so be it. You know, I'm taking a stand for Jesus. I mean, it's either all in or all out. You know, no lukewarm, no time to be lukewarm. You either got to be hot or cold. You know, there's no middle ground to stand on. So make it in your mind that you're going to stand for God at whatever the cost or whatever the consequences you got to deal with. And it's going to be brutal, but I promise that God will see you through. And he's going to preserve your soul at the very end. That you're found blameless. So just stay in the Lord and you know, love the Lord, pray, and follow up, stay in the Word. And that's my advice for the bride.
Well, Dewey, I thank you so much for giving your time today. I know you're driving down the road and got a lot going on right now. But we do appreciate, you know, you taking the time to share with us what you are seeing in the Spirit and everything. So we just really thank you so much for, you know, giving your time. And let us know whenever you can come back, okay?
I'll do it. Just I'll keep you posted. Things, you know, things are going to start unfolding at a more rapid rate, and it's going to be more and more progressive. It's going to be more and more evil and more deceptive. And the two things that, you know, Jesus said in Matthew says, "Fear not, and don't be deceived." So don't fear anything, and don't be deceived, and keep your confidence and faith in God and God alone and His Son Jesus and what He did for us on the cross. So that's our hope. Christ alone.
Amen to that.
I'll keep you posted if anything else, you know, as things unfold, I'll keep the bride posted what's going on.
All right, sir. Well, you have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Dr. King. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, Brad, let me get my camera going here. Let me see here. There we go. Thank you guys so much for being with us. And I'm really thankful for Dewey that he was able to be with us and share his heart and everything. And like I said, you know, guys, even though these things are hard to hear, it's still the truth, and we still have to be an overcomer. I do not believe in once saved, always saved, and predestination. I believe that we have a choice, and we have to endure to the end. Amen. Well, all right. Well, you guys have a great day. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I still want to encourage you guys to go to our website, treehousepublishers.com, and go ahead and order this stuff, because I am a scribe and I have been documenting for you guys what has happened in our country, and because we know they're changing things online. So you need to get this in writing while it's still available. I'm already running out of some things, I think. I've got to take an inventory today. But I love you guys, and y'all all have a wonderful day. All right, God bless.